This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Enrollment is open for slots next year in Colorado's Universal Preschool Program. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
State officials launched enrollment 2 months earlier this year. All children who turn 4 before October 1st next year will get at least 15 free hours of school. Some 3-year-olds who have extra needs will also get free hours. 4-year-olds with other risk factors such as homelessness or having a special education plan will receive 30 free hours. New this year is a phone helpline that offers interpretation in more than 100 languages. 41,000 4-year-olds are currently enrolled in the program. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Parents and others who want to learn more about THC, the main active ingredient in cannabis, have a new online resource. CPR's John Daly.
The campaign, funded by the state, is called The Tea on THC. Concentrations of THC rose sharply in commercially available cannabis products after it was legalized. The Colorado School of Public Health reviewed the scientific research and has posted facts on a website. Former Bronco receiver Brandon Lloyd, who says he struggled with cannabis addiction and later quit, is part of the campaign.
Now we can start having a fact-based, data-driven conversation about the risks of high-concentration cannabis.
You can find more at TTEA on THC.org. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
An update from Colorado Springs and the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. The African Red River Hoglet, born at the zoo earlier this year, turns out to be a boy. They've named him Tumbo. His parents are Gus and Finn, and they're teaching the curious hoglet how to root and wallow and how to find the best snacks and good spots for a nap. There are pictures at CPR.org. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver in the 50s this afternoon, getting a little warmer tomorrow and staying sunny toward the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.